I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, that should be the 19th of January. It's not. It's actually Monday the 18th right now. Because I'm recording it ahead of time. Why? Because I'm fucking professional. And I say that as in I'm professional because I done it on time. Not because I'm getting paid for this, because I'm not. If you want to pay me for it, feel free. But up to this point, for podcasting, I've made a total of nothing. So, I'm worried about getting this out in time for you guys. For nothing. Could I be more of a saint? No. Let's hit our first topic straight off the bat, because I'm staring straight at it. Do you know what the latest look is? Man braids. Good night, guys. That's why fuck about. Let's get right into it. We've had the man bun. There's these new names for things that have been around for a while. You know, when people started wearing like fucking baseball caps backwards, all of a sudden it was a snapback. And you're like, was it not a fucking was it not just always a baseball cap, and now you've worn it backwards, and now it's a snapback? They always snapped at the back, if indeed it was a snapback. The man bun, you know, that used to be if you had long hair and you wanted to tie it up, you know, you're some sort of metal fella. You got long hair, and you're at work, you tie it up in a man bun. No one ever said man bun, did they? The top knot, if you wanted to pretend you were a fucking sumo. And people said top knot, which is kind of a man bun, but what people actually did was kind of have that slick back haircut, and then they got enough hair that they could put like four hairs through a fucking scrunchie. That's my top knot, bro. No need for that to be tied up. It's like me buying fucking like hair gel for like a quarter of a sideburn that I might have. That analogy didn't fucking really work, did it? Was that even an analogy? I don't know. Read English, dickhead. I can't fucking... Anyway, good start. This is why you should record it on the day of the podcast, not the night before, in case you go off on one about man braids. Oh yeah, the latest thing is man braids. So, if I see any of you cunts in the street with like a fucking lovely plaited piece of hair, you know, painted fucking blue or something, I might stab you, okay? Not out of jealousy, just out of, you know, just like, what are you playing at, mate? Anyway, now that we've got the man braids out of the way, I mean, if you're going to braid it, get it done on holiday the way girls do. You remember that used to be the thing? You would go on holiday, you know, and then some big fat black woman. Colin, why does she have to be fat and black? Because that's all that I seen last time I was in Tenerife. A load of women braiding people's hair for 40 euro. My sister got it done 1 year on holiday when we were younger, and she cried because the girl pulled the fucking hair in her head so tight that she could barely close her eyes. Did we laugh? We pissed ourselves. Huh? Man braids. Don't bring them near me. Okay? Or I'll attack you. Without warning. That was a warning. But anyway, let's plug some gigs. By the way, don't come near the fucking door if you have a man braid. Lavery's is, of course, if you're listening to this, on the 19th. It's on the 20th. Wednesday the 20th of January, we have Mickey Bartlett headlining. He hasn't done it in a while. He's got a pile of new material. He said it's going to be an Edinburgh preview, which I don't know what that means when it's January, but he's fucking keen. So he's got to do a pile of new material. Who else have we got? We've got Connor Keyes. He's coming up from Dublin? Oma? Jesus Christ. And we have Gary Lynch. He's coming up from Dublin, I think. Last minute, asked me for a gig, and I was like, it's there, mate, if you want it. So he's coming up. I'll be emceeing, and it'll be great fucking fun. Get there. Get to see Mickey Bartlett for £6. Last time he played Belfast was in the Mac Theatre, and it was fucking £16. Who does he think he is? Sold out. So, there you go. Get yourselves along. He's coming the whole way from fucking Donegal. It's going to be a great night of comedy. Oh, yeah. And another gig is another gig at the bookshop. The Book Reserve on the Lisburn Road, which is actually above the Thinking Cup Cafe. So, if you're up the Lisburn Road and you're going, where's this fucking Book Reserve? It's actually above the Thinking Cup. How about that? And there's only about 40 tickets on sale for it. They're £12. You're probably thinking, holy fuck, that's dear. And then I'm about to tell you why it's not. Because it's bring your own fucking booze. Bend that up, yeah. You bring your own booze, you get fully chinned, and everyone has a great time. You can bring your own booze. They sell virgin cocktails. What does that mean, Colin? Has it never been fucked? No, it's just got no alcohol in it. Okay? And what you do is you basically bring a bottle of vodka. Put it this way, right? If you spent £12 on the ticket in, you bought 10 glasses of vodka. I don't know what they retail at. Let's say it's another £12. And then that's £25. And then you get there, you know, and you buy 5 £2 cocktails with no alcohol in them. You pour your own alcohol into it. You're talking £35 you've spent. All right? That is, especially if you're a male, right? And let's not get into the sexism. However, I was out the other night and I bought one round and it was about £31. So there you go, guys. Mm-hmm. Trying to get into the way of drinking, coughing and swallowing away from the microphone. You're welcome. You're welcome, guys. So the Book Reserve gig, you can buy the tickets at bookreserve.org. You can buy them out of the shop. We actually filmed in it today. We're doing little sort of promo videos along with them. They're like a sort of charity thing. Like a get back on your feet type of things after you've come out of jail. So there you go. Good spot though. Beautiful building. Great amount of books. We're doing a set of videos called Judging a Book by Its Cover, where we literally just take books and slobber about them, having not read a fucking page. There was a famous line, not famous, there's a line in Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, one of television's hidden gems, where he says, Garth Marenghi goes, I'm one of the few men that you'll meet that's actually written more books than he's read. And I connected with that. I was like, I'm kind of similar in that I haven't read, like I haven't written as many books as I've read, but I may have today judged more covers of books than actual books that I've read. So what does that tell you? You're dealing with a tard, is what I'm saying. I'm walking around here in the office. Don't mind the heavy breathing, whatever. So, class stuff. Yeah, let me refresh you of some of the stuff I was up to last week. The podcasts were all over the fucking place. I was late with last week's podcast. It was actually out on Wednesday. And it was half of me kind of talking a wee tiny bit of shit. And then the second half was me and Mickey Bartlett. The Mickey Bartlett section of that podcast is actually available. I sound like someone works on like an iPlayer thing. Is actually available in video form on my Godzilla channel. So if you go over to the Facebook or the YouTube, the Godzilla channel, there's a playlist of video podcasts, and there's some with me and Shane, some with me and Mickey. So there you go. I feel like I've said that 9 times before already, but sure, should I double check? Would I double check? I certainly won't. Okay. So I did that. The live podcast from Lavery's is also up. The sound quality is not great because old dickhead here fucked up the levels. You know? Just keep turning that up. I don't think anyone can hear us. Meanwhile, the speakers point towards the crowd and we don't hear anything. That's why you need monitors, guys. You know? Get a professional sound team. Not me with a fucking Zoom sound recorder plugged into a mixer going, I'm pretty much a sound technician right now, right? Start growing my hair out into one of them man buns. I think if you're like a sound tech or you're like in a metal band, it's like you have to really be going, nah, I qualify, big style. But it's almost like you're not supposed to grow that ponytail until you've pretty much thinned out at the back. Is there a worse sight? There is. Is there a worse sight than a balding man with a ponytail? There is. And here it is. Drum roll. The ginger with dreadlocks. See anyone with that Newton Faulkner look? That goes on the pile with man braids. You know, on the train to fuck yourselfsville. That's a lot of jealousy, Colin, about having no hair. Alright, give me a break. I'm very tired today. I'm trying to record this early. So yeah, all those podcasts, check them out. Give them a fucking... give them a watch. I always say, like, don't watch it. Don't, like, set aside time to watch it. Watch it and work. You know, turn up in the morning. Say your hellos. Well, how's it going, Shirley? What's the crack and all? Get all that shit out of the way. Did you have a good weekend? Amazing. The second I clocked off on Friday, I just had a non-stop fucking like Wolf of Wall Street coke party until just there now, till I walked in. Cheers, Shirley. Or Sandra, whatever their fucking name I give you a second ago in my made-up story. Fuck me. So I've had a slightly fucked up week. We've been on this kind of bit of a health kick recently. I say health kick. We just kind of, you know, are like, let's not eat everything that we think of eating every fucking time. And, you know, it works. You just eat your fucking, you know, I made chili earlier. By the way, someone Google for me where to get awards for your chili. Because if that chili doesn't deserve one, I don't know what the fuck does. But, you know, you just make it and you eat it. But, you know, I couldn't even be arsed making rice. Ordinarily, I would have been like, get the fucking garlic breads on here and we'll fucking eat the shit out of this and put half a fucking block of cheese on the top. And this tonight, I was just like, let's face it, you're hungry. Do you need a full garlic bread? No. Do you need fucking cheese all over it? Not necessarily, because like I mentioned before, the chili is in fact award winning. Okay. So I just ate the chili. And turns out if you do that and don't immediately follow it up with like half a packet of fucking chocolate digestives, guess you lose weight. You know, I'm not going to give you my original weight because I don't have enough time in this podcast to get all the figures out. However, it seems to be that I've lost 6 pounds, which if you think about it, I've went out and got very drunk twice, and all I've really done is not eat, like, chocolate. And, like, kind of told myself, like, if you're going to have bread, maybe have one piece of bread with some eggs in the morning. And then you don't really need bread the rest of the time. And then seemingly, you can do kettlebells twice and you lose 6 pounds. Was I naked and just after a shit and a sauna? Maybe. But whatever. There's no way you could shit a 6 pounds, dude. You're not about that life, guys, okay? You're not about that life. This is a girlfriend, Maureen's always like, why do you drink so much water? And I'm like, because you've no idea how much fuel it takes to put in this machine. You know, this body is dying on me and I need to keep it hydrated. You know what I'm saying? Keep it lubed up with water and beer. So yeah, we've been fucking eating some sort of clean and that's what happens. You know, it sort of drops off you. However, was there a bit of a lapse today when we filmed for Boojum? As you know, we have been filming little videos for Boojum recently in exchange for them sort of sponsoring video podcasts. I am not against that at all. So we were in filming today and one of the sketches required us to basically eat a burrito, which we were joking around. It was just like an elaborate fucking plot to get a free burrito. And the worst part was, we were eating it just as the shop was opening at 11:30. First of all, number one fucking dead giveaway of a fat bastard. Here, bro, maybe don't eat a fucking burrito at 11:30. Like I said, you're not about that life, guys, okay? But I fucking was eating it, and then people started coming into the actual shop, and then I got up to sort of tidy all my camera and all that shit away. And I turned back around, the burrito's gone. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I've never seen a more obvious sign from, like, whoever. Fat Jesus. He's going, listen, Colin, half a burrito would do you. You fat shit. It's time to, when there's sweat dripping off your nose into your food. Actually, yeah, that's a lie. I don't do that. However, I did see one of my uncles at one stage when I was younger eat dinner and he was sweating like a bastard. And I was like, that's the line, you know. There are hugely fat fucking cunts here. Like, did you ever see someone who's like 50 stone? You're like, what happened when you hit 30, mate? Did you not go, that's too much, bro? My dead giveaway would be if I got tired eating and started sweating. I'd be like, that's it. I'm not even good at the thing that put me in this fucking mess anymore. I literally need to do dinner cardio. Which is basically when you, eat while walking up and down stairs. Or else you put all your food inside a little dust mask where you can't really get that much oxygen. And you eat it that way, like some sort of horse's feed bag. But you can't also breathe that well. And then as soon as you take that off, you know, it's like wearing a jumper inside. The second that comes off, you really feel the benefit, you know. You're like, that's good cardio. And then you just get room to shove more of the fucking free burrito into your face. But, so we filmed that today. That was good crack. Me, Shane Todd, Kieran Bartlett. We got to pretend to be some spides. The video is a piss take of some BuzzFeed videos. And it's called Spides Try Burritos for the First Time. And I have to say, guys, I laughed my fucking bag off. Also, we shot on a camera, right? Let me hear this. You know, throughout the years, as someone who puts a lot of videos online, I do not have good gear, right? I do not have good fucking... I basically, for years, was making Iron Fighters with a camcorder. I then ditched the camcorder and thought, I definitely have to buy an HD camera here. Bought myself a Panasonic fucking FZ something. And it was great. And it is a good camera. It shoots high def. You know, no fucking about. There's no like manual zoom lens thing or anything. So like, it's a bit shitty that way. The sound was pretty decent out of it. And I always got away with it for the internet. All those Bestie McD videos, all that shit was all grand. And then I bought another camera that had a wee flip screen so you could sort of, you know, film yourself masturbating in public or whatever. And then I got a GoPro there for Christmas. So I was kind of working with all that. But it's getting to the stage now. I've avoided for years having to buy like a fucking decent camera. This is getting into some boring shit here. But just advice out. Just some advice, generally speaking, you know. Because I've always managed to know someone with a good camera. I wouldn't say I was a filmmaker or any sort of cameraman. So what you do is you sort of get in touch with someone who has the fucking good gear. So that's what I've sort of got away with for years. But at this point, I'm sort of like, maybe I do need to make the step up. Right? And here's what happened. Girlfriend Maureen has had a Nikon fucking something DSLR lying about the house. And she bought it to do a course years ago and sort of... It doesn't get used much. It kind of just lies there. And I was always looking at it going, I wonder, does that shoot video? And there was no video set, like, what do you call it? Like, fucking mode on the top. Like, video mode thing. Setting. Is that it? There was never that on the as a wee diagram. So I was like, don't know. This probably doesn't even shoot video, for fuck's sake. Great camera, but just doesn't shoot video. So then I'm in Oma at Daly's Comedy Club, and I speak to the resident photographer there. He's got fucking two of them, slightly more modern versions. And I'm like, here, can you shoot video on that fucking thing? And he's like, oh, why? And then he just presses the fucking red button on the back that has no marking beside it. And he goes, ah, that's it there, bang. Right? And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking see if I'm going to try that when I get home. So I charge the camera up, you know, and looking up fucking cameras online and all that shit. What'll I buy? I then charge the camera up, press fucking record, and I'm like, oh, full fucking like 1080p, 24 frames per second, like fucking movie quality camera. And I was like, are you telling me that's been sitting in a fucking bag collecting dust for about fucking 2 years? And I'm trying to shoot a fucking, some sort of comedy video on a fucking Nokia 3310. Unbelievable. So we shot it all in this new camera. Not new camera, it's about 4 years old, but it's been lying there. And it's gonna get fucking abused now. Filming some fucking sweet super HD vids. So a great discovery for me. And as usual, I've avoided actually paying for any fucking kit. I feel like Shane Todd. I hope he doesn't listen to this, but it is a well-known thing that we will banter over, is that he is the king of getting shit for nothing. You know, he could literally sweet talk someone into going, can you help me film this? And they're like, yeah, no problem. And then he's like, yeah, and can you edit it and upload it? And I'll just sit over here and sunbathe. Cheers, thank you. So there you go. So we filmed today with the new camera. It was very exciting. We took the piss out of some books. I had a coffee and we basically shot in two different locations today in two shops. And I had an Americano and Shane was having his wee soy milk fucking cup of tea. And I was like, I can't be arsed going down to get other milk. It gives a bit of soy milk. And it honestly looked like someone just launched a load. Do you know the bit in America? Is it like American Pie 2 or 3 or something where... It might be one. I have no fucking idea. When he goes to take a drink of the beer at the bedside table at a party and someone's loaded in it. Which is very fucking, very unrealistic, you know? Unless someone's, like, hasn't blown their load in about 3 years and just fucking, you know, just absolutely porridge into this fucking thing. And, you know, it was always a bit unreal. You know what I mean? Like, did a fucking elephant blow a load in it? Realistically. realistically. Someone could jizz in your pint and you probably wouldn't even know. You could just fucking drink through it. Haven't tried it. You know? But if you want to run your own tests, just don't do it on animals or children. Yeah, soy milk. What is... I mean, how do... You know, it's the old joke, does soybeans even have teddies? But same with almond milk. It's like, you know, just don't have it. I threw it in this coffee. I had to keep stirring it, because every time I stopped stirring it, it would just separate into like little fucking chunks. It's fucking, oh Jesus Christ, it's fucking disgusting. Here, Colin, talk more about your eventful day of, you know, trying different milks in your coffee. All right, I know it's boring. Fucking hell. So, film for Bidgem, film for the Book Reserve, was all good crack. I mean, do you know why I'm distracted here? Because in the back of my mind, I'm going, Colin, you know, I was literally going to get a bath, is what, I'm not going to lie to you. I've went through my childhood having the odd bath, and then right through my teens, right up till recently, no bath at all. You know what I mean? I'm like, what? Fuck baths. Who needs a bath? Fuck it. And then the other day, I had like a sore back from doing kettlebells and then not immediately getting dressed and walking around freezing cold, fucking cooking dinner like a fat bastard. What's my kettlebells done? Come, I'm eating clean now, which means I'll just eat immediately after I've done a workout. Literally when I'm still sweating and out of breath. There we go, get them noodles out the fuck. So yeah, I've been getting a lot. Honestly, like three out of the last 5 days I've had a bath and it's been tremendous. And I've also downloaded last night's UFC. So is there a better way to spend your fucking Monday evening? Do you want to watch UFC and get a bath? And when you're as fat as I am, you put about a shot and a half of water in and get in and it swells up over past your titties and chin. Unbelievable. Do one of those great Ricky Gervais fucking squinty faces. Unreal. So what was the point about the bath, Colin? I don't know. Do it in the morning when you can think straight, you stupid twat. Too many baths. Do you know how sad I am? I took a GoPro in the bath to see if it worked underwater.
Did you take a picture of your cock, Colin?
Of course I did. You know? And then, you know, there's no screen on a GoPro, so you're like, I wouldn't mind seeing this, but I didn't take a picture of my dick. I basically held it on under the big old fucking fisheye dick. I mean, I'm shooting on a fisheye lens. I'm not saying my dick has a fish's eye on it. You know? But I did have it underwater, and then coming out of the water towards my own face, the camera, not my dick. And you know, of course, what you do is you check it on your phone. You got the GoPro app, and I looked at it, and then I went, don't know if I want almost a fully nude video of me on my phone, of me in the bath with a GoPro. So I delete it, and even though it's deleted, every time you log into the GoPro software, it has the last photo you took, which was basically my hairy tits on the phone. I was like, why the fuck do you get rid of that? You know, taking photos of the floor and all, thinking it's going to take up the last photo. Very embarrassing for everyone involved. If the fappening was still happening, guys, you would have seen Geddes' tits all over it. It's amazing. Even that fappening thing come out, you're like, it is amazing. It is amazing the shit that's going down on these phones. And you're like, why did I not know any of those people? Why did I never meet any of these people in my entire life? You know? You can literally go, oh, you know, I don't know what the fuck we're watching. Oh, Parks and Recreation. And your girl Aubrey Plaza comes on the screen. And someone goes, have you seen a video of her fingering herself? And you're like, a what? She's like, oh, I just Google it there. Boom, there you go, the fappening. And she's just got her leg thrown up on the sink, just fucking going at it like she's trying to get the change out of the fucking slot in the vending machine. Unbelievable. It's like fucking just a million people taking fucking photos of their blurt in all your class. Where are these people in real life? You know? Unbelievable. What the fuck was... I was really trying to talk about something half normal there. What the fuck was I trying to talk about? Anyway, I forget. I was talking the other day about girlfriend Maureen had a business idea where we're talking about, because she is a freelance makeup artist, but you don't always want to have to bring people to your house to get makeup. Obviously, they'll come to your house. But we were literally talking about how difficult it would be to get your hands on a lorry container, and then how difficult it would be to convert it into, like, a small makeup studio. And I got very excited about it, and I was like, hold on, what if you could just have an edit suite in a container, you know, and then if you wanted to move it, you could throw it on the back of a fucking lorry and take it somewhere. What a great idea. And then you get into it, and then you start selling them. I feel like I should edit that bit out, because it was basically me just running out of things to say there. like a fucking idiot. Although if we're trying to eat clean and stuff and trying to avoid drinking, we had to go drinking there on Saturday night. I say that like, oh my God, one of the most ridiculous things that happened. Talk about, this was like a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment, apart from it wasn't as awkward. We were talking to our friends who we went to Glastonbury with, and they were like, oh, we're going to call around to what is their parents' house, which is basically around the corner from here. And they're like, we're going to cook dinner on Sunday or on Saturday. Why don't you call around, get something to eat? Right? So they were like, right, 4 o'clock is sort of the time. We were like, right, whatever. We kind of had to organize some stuff. We were going to a party later that night, so there was a PA system that was left with us, and we had to pack that up and take it with us. So we ran a bit late, right? So these guys, you know, were sending pictures of fucking, you know, lamb shoulders that they cooked and shredded up and all, and I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And we're like, yeah, we'll be a wee bit late. Think, you know, we went round and we arrived, and they're setting out all this fucking amazing food. The shredded lamb shoulder, the fucking pickled cabbage, homemade, you know, all these fucking Greek sauces and these fucking wedges. It was unbelievable. It was one of the nicest fucking meals I've ever had in my life. And as they were setting it out, I was like, oh, we're just in time, thank fuck. You know, like a bit of a buffet type setup, but like amazing food. And it became very apparent as we walked in that everyone had already eaten about fucking an hour before, and we were just kind of piling in, and it was actually the second time that they were putting the food out. So me and Maureen were like, hey guys, and then we just now don't get me wrong, I got over it very quickly. I was like, oh, you guys had already, oh man, I wish my fucking like self awareness, is that the word, would I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say, but what I'm trying to say is most people would have went, oh my God, I feel a bit terrible that these guys have already eaten and they're essentially putting this second spread of food out for us. You know, if you're a normal person, I imagine you would think like that. I was just kind of like, fucking right, is anyone going to eat the rest of this meat? Because I'm going to fucking go through this like a pack of piranhas here. Cheers. So me and Maureen essentially called around to someone's house empty-handed, had a full dinner, and then went, okay, guys, we're going to go to a party now, so thanks very much for spending all night slow roasting that lamb shoulder. It was great, and we'll see you another time. Bye! That's how we roll. We walk in, free dinner, and then we fuck off drinking. So we basically went to a party of a friend of ours who has been in Vietnam. It still never sounds right. He was back from Vietnam. He was back from Nam. However, he was just working there as an English teacher, so not, you know, like, the war's over, guys, is what I'm saying, but he was home for the weekend, so we went to the asshole of nowhere, like, the full asshole of, you know, when someone goes, where do you live, and they go, like, oh, it's near Cookstown, and you're like, near as in you don't have to fly to it, is that what you mean by near, like, you can drive to it? Huh? So we go to fucking, all I know is it was near Arbow, which is one of those places I've been before, unfortunately, and, you know, there was like, there's the famous, like, there's a hall in it. They're like, ah, it's Arbow Hall. Some sort of fucking GAA fucking thing. I don't know how we ended up, but we went to another friend's house and we were steaming and we ended up in this place. And I've never seen bigger women in my life. Just tall, strapping women. And one black guy, which it's weird. Oh, Colin, you're being racist again. I was like, why am I here? Okay, I don't know how I got here, but how the fuck did he get here? Of all the places in the world, why am I here is what I was thinking. And then I was like, in all the fucking places, why? How did the one black guy end up here? Is that racist? I don't know. Probably. There's a point in there somewhere. I just can't quite articulate it because I'm recording this late at night. And at this stage, I'm just like, could you be fucked? So we go to this party and I was a bit sort of cautious about drinking because the Saturday before I absolutely just fucking wiped about 12 years off my life in one night. So I was like all week just kind of like, oh God. I was actually dreading going, I have to maybe drink beer on Saturday. And I bought some beers and went to the party and it was fine. Turns out beer's fine, you know. It's also drinking tequilas, whiskey, you know, fucking Prosecco and then some other shit along with beer. That's not good for you. So I had a great night. And it was one of those parties where I forget what I'd done that day, but I was knackered. I was fucking knackered and I was sitting there and I was like, looking at my, you know, like sneakily looking at my watch. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, I've been here like 2 hours already and I'm like knackered and I want to go to fucking sleep. But it's like 11:30. And I was like, I know people here have been drinking since the daytime. This cannot go past 1 o'clock. And you struggle through and all of a sudden you go, oh, I can't believe it's 1 o'clock. And then I fucking forgot about that. Everyone's pissed, dancing around, you know, eating cold chili. And then I'm hearing about Sean, who was back from Vietnam. He's telling me about these 25-pound pair of shoes that he had hand-stitched by some fucking child in Vietnam. And I was like, oh, cool. That's very impressive. And then it was literally like Maureen went, Colm, what time is it? And I went, oh, 10 to 5. And then we stayed up for about another 45 minutes before going to bed. And then waking up about 4 hours later and going home. So, not majorly dangerous. Not as fucked up as it was the last Saturday. But slowly bringing it down, guys. Welcome to Colin Talks Through His Problems Regarding Food and Alcohol. And then, of course, I mean, this is how you know you're on a bit of a health kick. Other than the fact that you've cut your drinking down to once a week. The other thing I noticed was, you know, usually do you ever get those hangovers where you're like, right, I need to wake up, I need 6 fried eggs, and then we'll decide whether we want to get like a chippy. And we'll get the chippy and then we'll decide between, you know, a Chinese and an Indian later before eating chocolate until I fall asleep. You know, even my hangovers, I feel a bit cleaner in this new year. You know, woke up, basically went and bought a fucking roast beef dinner, ate the beef of it, that was about it. You know, wound it down nicely. And then, of course, wake up today feeling great because you don't have a hangover. So there you go. Maybe I should rename this podcast. Colin talks about avoiding death via food. Okay? Okay. Oh yeah. It snowed for about 10 minutes and everyone shit their knickers. Before we went to that party that I'm talking about last Saturday. On Saturday there. We called round to Connor Begley's house to pick him up. Connor Begley is, if you've watched any of Late License or watched any of the sketches, he is the man boy from the Chuck McGinley and the man boy sketches. And we call around to his house and he has a new dog, and it is a puppy Shih Tzu, and I, Shih Tzu not, I nearly wept. It was so fucking cute. Do you know why sometimes, like, you'll, like, see a person and they're so hot or something, you're like, you can't believe how hot they are. You're like, hold on a second. Is that even a real person? You know, that's usually what happens. And then they talk and you go, oh, this person's retarded because they've never had to develop a personality. But sometimes that happens with, like, animals for me, where I'm like, I can't believe how cute that dog is. I swear to God, it was like the softest, fluffiest. You couldn't even see its eyes. And I was just like, if no one was looking, I would let that thing just eat out of my mouth. I'd be one of those dog weirdos where I'd be like, there you go, pet. Just eat the pedigree chum straight out of my mouth. Good girl, that's you. Oh, God. And he was telling us, like, the dog had fucking diarrhea. It was shitting all over the place and all. And I was like, cool, I don't get. And it's licking my fingers and all. I was like, I literally don't care. I would let that dog lick my mouth if it had AIDS. If this dog had AIDS, it could eat out of my mouth. Unbelievable. I'm trying to reload my questions here. Please reload, guys. Please reload. Oh. You know you're in the country when the internet doesn't stretch from upstairs to just downstairs. Fucking shit heap. If you want to see the picture of that dog, go on my Instagram. Also, if you want to follow me on Snapchat, guys, I do about one Snapchat a year. So, no, I don't really. I've been trying to get into it, to be honest with you. So check it out too, my Snapchat there. There's plenty of dick pics and vagina pics and stuff like that. Let's talk news. I haven't read up on any fucking news other than everyone's dying by the second. You know, Lemmy, Bowie, Alan Rickman. Seemingly everyone's like, oh no, Alan Rickman. And I wasn't familiar with any of his work really until I was reminded. He was in Harry Potter. I've seen the first one. In various other shit. Can't say I have an opinion on it myself. Very sad, obviously. Was never overly a big fan. But I did read a quote. It wasn't a quote, it was just a bit of information. They were saying, like, if you're panicking about where your life's going, just remember that Alan Rickman didn't even start acting until he was 28. And I went, there's a great message for people, okay? Don't feel like you have to jump into anything head first if you're not sure what you want to do. Just go out there and try lots of things, like I've done. Only joking. What did you try, Colin? I basically tried working in about two or three places, realised, guess what, work's not for this guy. I'm going to do comedy badly. And basically do that for a long time and then more than likely die because, you know, you're telling people you're on a health kick but you're still drinking, you know, 10 to 15 pints. Thinking you're an athlete, you fat fucking mess. Let's move on. I didn't read up on news. Tell me, what is the news? Is there any news? I was just thinking the other day about news. Like, we went into fucking, like, a film station. And there's, like, you know, the newspaper stand. And one of them was, like, the Star or something. And there was a picture of, I never read it, but at a glance it looked like Gary Lineker's wife. There's a photo of her on the front page, topless with, like, you know, like, stickers on her tits. But she's on, you know, like one of those long distance candid photographs where she's been snapped, but like popped while she's been on holiday. And you're like, imagine finding out about that. Imagine your mate just texting you on, you're on the front of a fucking daily newspaper with your tits out and you probably didn't even know about it because you're in fucking Marbella or some shit like that. Very, very strange. Did I look at them? Yeah, of course I did. Let's hit some questions here, guys. I'll tell you why. I need to go. The good thing is, guys, you've about 10 fucking podcasts to catch up with anyway, if you haven't already heard them. No, not very many Twitter questions today. If I burn it down now and flee, will the cops find out? Help me, please, oh Lord, help. Gaffer Cross. Well, I don't know what the fuck that's all about. And then Connor McSherry sent me a link to the Fellowship podcast. Have they started that back up again? Or what? Don't know. They must have. I'll give that a listen. The Fellas Awaken. So I imagine that's some sort of... What do you call it? What would you call that? Like Star Wars reference? Let's hit these Facebook questions. Rattle through them. Because I got to get out of here and get up very, very early and edit for a long fucking time. Crying. Dolores Gallagher. Gallagher, whatever. Depends how you say it. I feel like you can say Gallagher quicker than like Gallagher, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Tell me your name phonetically. What's your opinion on people booking comedians, musicians, and expecting them to perform for free? And how do you go about... How do you go about getting paid gigs? Are you a musician or something? Let's say you're a musician, right? How do you go about getting paid gigs? It's a different story in the world of music. The way music's going now, unless you're like a gangster fuck, like some cool rapper that everyone fucking loves, or like a Miley Cyrus type character where you can just get free shit thrown at you all day. You know, you have a huge huge social media following, and that's worth a lot of money when you're fucking like a rapper or something. If you're a musician, I mean, how do you get paid? I mean, it depends what you're doing. Like, see, when you're a fucking musician, you're more likely to get paid to go and play in a bar somewhere and just play covers all night. You're more likely to get paid doing that than you are, like, going somewhere and singing your own songs. I think if you were trying to perform your own music, you basically have to get on that social media thing, make a video, get a song that's catchy, you know, get people to use your music in certain things so that people know what it is. And then eventually people just want to come see you. You're more likely to make money from fucking t-shirts. You know, if you were in a band and you've got a cool band name, it's like Motorhead, the quote from Lemmy was, if we sold as many fucking albums as we sold t-shirts, I'd be a fucking multi-trillionaire. You know, it's almost like the money's made from everything that surrounds the actual music, like the touring and whatever. But it's all about popularity. It's all about just gaining momentum and getting people to come see you. Easier said than done, obviously, but you could be a very well off cover band that work a lot, you know. And I've seen, or different places, like I went for dinner in the Albany once in Belfast and on a Sunday, and there's these two lads, what are they called, the Dude Bros, I don't know what the fuck they were called, Dude Bros or something, I don't know, and they're like, there's a bit of a quirky wee fucking twosome here playing covers. I'm sure they get paid well. I'm sure they get booked for other things where they fucking turn up and get paid decent money. With regards to getting paid for your own stuff, it's like, you just have to be popular. You just have to be consistent, keep putting stuff out, make sure it's good quality, and to be honest, I don't know. In comedy, it's like, How do you go about getting paid? Again, it's a popularity thing. It's like, in this day and age, you could literally be like a fucking Facebook video guy who gets money from ads. You know, like a Kane Toomey or whatever. He just makes little videos. And they're not great quality, and they're not that funny. But they're very fucking popular, which makes them worth money. So he'll do a little ad for someone and they pay him fucking thousands of pounds or euro or whatever. Ugh, Jesus Christ. So that's It's just about getting your fucking name out there, you know? You see those people on fucking... What was the one I seen? Some girl on, like, Facebook playing, like, a country song. The biggest faked hits you've ever seen. Just singing a very forgettable cover of something. And you're like, this video has 2 million hits because people have clicked play because she's sitting there with her tits out. It's unbelievable. I don't know how they've... I'm talking shit about the music thing because I don't have a fucking clue how anyone does music these days. Especially if you're in a band with like 5 people. It's hard enough to be a comedian by himself trying to organise shit. And with regards for doing stuff for free, you have to be good. Like it's like the Joker thing. If you're good at something, don't do it for free. But the problem is there's not a lot of people who are good at stuff. Not good, but like if someone books, like if you went to Lavery's and there was like 4 comedians on and there was one guy and you were like, you know, like, oh, they're all good apart from maybe that one guy who didn't make me laugh so much. He had a couple of good jokes or whatever. You're like, see, to be able to get to that level where you're comfortable on stage and you have a couple of good, fucking good jokes, that takes ages. And to get to the point where people are booking you for like corporates and stuff, I've done a few of them where they book you to come talk after a dinner. Like, it takes... Now, I've been in stand-up for 5 years, which on the surface of things isn't a lot, but in that space of time, I've had a lot of experience because I've had to, basically, because when I started, people already knew who I was. So you were forced into a corner, you know, to write loads of material that had to be of a certain level of funniness. So now I get to this point, and I'm able to sort of... I've got enough sort of confidence and craft behind it that I can sort of... I know what jokes are going to work for me. I also know how to tailor the jokes or customize jokes for certain situations. So it takes that bit of experience to get to a certain... And it's that experience that people pay for if you're booked for like big gigs. You know, because you can talk for a long time and sustain the humor throughout it. And then they don't mind paying you the money for it. I think that's the way it goes in comedy. You could be funny as fuck for 7 minutes, but what's that? Where's it gonna get you? You know, you have to really get to the point where you could talk for fucking 45 minutes and end on a giant laugh and then be like, cheers guys, see you later. And to get to that point, it's a fucking nightmare. Even getting the stage time to get to that point is a nightmare. But anyway, if you're a musician in this day and age, what I would say is just, I don't know, fuck. Just be different, which is hard to do, but like, I don't know. Get someone to make you cool t-shirts, aka me. Nathan Concilia. Would you eat roadkill if it was prepared in a proper restaurant? Also, have you seen the Vice documentary about the guy who eats dead badgers? I have seen it. Like a roadkill, like if someone drove over a deer, I would definitely just pick it up and eat it. You know, I'm not too keen on like, you know, like a cat that someone's run over like 17 times. But if it was fresh, if someone went like, oh, I was driving up here in the fucking Jeep and, you know, these geese ran out and I just ran over a few of them, I'd probably be like, get it in the fucking, fill it in the back there. We'll pluck it and eat the fuck out of it. So, it depends how fresh the roadkill was and what it was. You know, do you want, like, the back end of a rabbit that wasn't mashed into the ground by a tractor? Not so much. But anyway, Stephen Tinney, how far do you hold the mic from your mouth? About a dick's length. So, you know, I don't know what that is for you, about 10 inches, but that's a joke. Who's a 10-inch dick? Very few people. Sometimes not even the people who tell you their dick is 10 inches. I have a 10-inch dick, mate. Really, when you push the ruler into your fucking gunt, you feel it hitting your spine, then you have a 10-inch dick, you fucking weirdo. Daryl Willis, favourite colour of beanie? Whatever, there's literally a stack behind me right now that looks like fucking Topshop. It looks like of all the... I've never bought a hat out of Topshop in my fucking life, but there's an extensive collection of them there. All sorts of colours and shit. Rebecca McCluskey, what's your go-to karaoke song? Listen, my worst nightmare in the world is doing karaoke. Honestly, I would rather do stand-up naked in front of my fucking granny than have to do karaoke. But I would probably do like Rage Against the Machine or Beastie Boys or something like that. Something that, you know, you can ham it up a bit. Adam Fife, Phil or Grant Mitchell? Probably Phil. You know? Dave Shepard, did you see Matt Mitrione's eye after his fight on UFC 81? I did see it, and I haven't even watched the fucking fights yet, because I'm going to watch them now, possibly in the bath. Whatever, bro. Whatever. Like some fucking asshole get all steam in the MacBook, fuck it up, probably break it. Unbelievable. I did see it. It was disgusting. I think he broke his orbital bone or bed or whatever the fuck it's called. So it swole up like a bastard. Bob Turley. Here, Bob, get a fucking profile picture, bro. Would you rather have knives for fingers or dicks for fingers? Dicks. Like, how famous would you be if you were the dick finger boy? I would still do stand-up. Please welcome to the stage. Get us dick fingers. And I would come on. And, you know, I would have already fluffed them up so they were all erect. And then I would have fucking cinched them off with an elastic band. Like some sort of cock ring for your finger. And just kept 10 erect penises. And then the first 10 minutes of my show would be all about my dick fingers. And then we'd move on, guys. And then I would let people just suck my dick fingers in the front row. Be good crack, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Yes, it would, Bob. You know, profile picture having, son of a bitch. Matt Harvey. Do you think Tyson Fury looks like Foghorn Leghorn? Don't know who that is. Do you think that the heavyweight boxing is heading back towards the 90s style when they actually seem to punch each other in the head until they fell over and not the shitty back away and win on points crap? Well, you're pretty much only talking about the Klitschko's there because that's their fucking, you know, that long jab and fucking, oh, Jesus Christ, it's boring as shit. But you just, it's like, you look at some of these heavyweights and you're like, why do you not look good? Like Anthony Joshua and David Haye, you're sort of like, that looks like a fucking athlete, like an explosive heavyweight athlete. You look at Tyson Fury and you're like, fucking do a bench press or something, will you, mate? Jesus Christ. You fucking loser. There's only one Tyson Fury. Yeah, mate, no one else sang along, you fucking idiot. Here's what boxing needs. One federation. It needs, like, the ultimate boxing championship, and they have all the best fighters, like they do in the UFC. They have all the best fighters under one roof, and they make real fights happen. You know what I mean? What do you call your guy that Tyson Fury was slabbering to? Throw Tyson Fury in there with fucking Anthony Joshua. Have they fought yet? He probably beat the shit clean out of him. I don't know anything about boxing, but whatever. You see, what does that say? They actually seem to punch each other in the head until one fell over. Well, I mean, if you're talking in boxing terms, that's not that fucking smart, to be honest, but it is more entertaining to watch, for sure, but it's heavyweight boxing, you know what I mean? You fucking take one punch, and all of a sudden you can't remember your fucking children's names. And someone's like, here, you don't even have children, you fucking lunatic. Any gigs planned in the west of Scotland? Helen Larvin. I take it west would be the Glasgow side, is it? North, east? I can't fucking remember. I don't know about Scotland. Like, I would love the gig in Scotland. It's just, it's that fear of the unknown thing. Do I book a gig? No one turns up. It's, you know, the clubs aren't going to let you in to do any sort of specific time. I couldn't go like, guys, come on to the fucking Red Raw and watch me do 10 minutes of fucking stand-up at the Stand. Anyway, Nightgear Max 90s, yay or nay, Chris Marin. It depends how you're wearing it, but yeah, go for it. Just don't get a fucking stupid colour. These are my lime green Air Max 90s, mate. Nuala McCambridge, are you squeezing one out in that photo? Looks painful. Yeah, why not? Squeezing out of shit. Andy Gleeks, if you had a bean, how much would you flick it? Mate, I would have it flicked down the street. Honestly. Especially that first week. Jesus Christ. I'd probably get, like, repetitive strain. I'd probably get tennis elbow from flicking my bean. Stuart Anderson, is the Klingon language a load of bollocks? I don't know. What is Klingon? Star Trek? Don't come at me with that shit. That fucking sci-fi shit. Of course it's a load of bollocks. How you liking living in the country? And when you're getting a shotgun, I'd go shooting with you. Nothing Ra related, like, just wee clay birds. Pew pew. Mate, I went clay pigeon shooting once, and I was scarily good at it. Scarily. Like, freakishly good. Like, I was going like bang, and the thing was shattering, and then I would shoot the bit that fell off it. After, almost every time. It was unbelievable. But you see, I could just borrow one off girlfriend Maureen's dad. He's about five of them. You know, it'd be like everything else. It'd be like buying a camera, you know what I mean? I'd buy it and we'd just fucking lie there. Let me see. Alexandra McGovern, would you ever try going vegan? Only if a doctor was like, if you don't go vegan, you're probably going to die tomorrow. I could go vegetarian. I could probably go vegetarian, sort of. You know, I think as long as you could give me eggs. If you could give me eggs, I think it'd be grand. Galvin Grogan. My boy. Is four sausages excessive for one portion? Yeah, if you're a fucking fanny. It depends what sausages you're talking about. I had a sausage the other day, looked like an elephant dick. You know? Is four sausages excessive for one person? Nah, not at all, Gavin. Knock yourself out. Me and Gavin used to work together in a place where you could eat four sausages in a row. And then whatever you wanted at lunchtime, also. Marty McLennan. Tis Martin. I'm going to call you Marty. Fuck it. Fuck's sake. Sure, I know that cunt. Jesus Christ. Goddamn thumbnails. What do you think about the obsession that people have with the gym and body image now? Good or bad? It has its good things. I mean, you're talking to a man who looks literally like that fucking thing out of Blade. You know, when they go in and he's like, ah! And they shine the light at him and like a skin burns. That's me. But it's definitely a good thing. I mean, you know, like girlfriend Maureen's sister, you know, and their fucking cousins and all, they're about the same age, maybe 17, 18, 19. And they're all like, super healthy, and you know, they go out and they don't drink and all that shit, and it's definitely good, because like, you know, you can be all fucking, yeah, let's do shots and da da da, and you know, how many fucking people are out lording it when they're like, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, out of uni, and you've went from looking like a healthy young person to a fucking smackhead in about 3 years. Happens all the time. So it's definitely a good thing. Although, sometimes, you know, if you're just obsessed with your fucking body and you're sitting doing weights all the fucking time, and one of these dickheads will just pull out a fucking chicken breast out of his pocket, like, dude, fucking protein, and try not to shit yourself because you've had 19 whey protein shakes that day. It's like everything. In moderation, it's great. But there are some full fucking gym heads who are insufferable. You know, and then they just get weird. How many people are obsessed with the gym? You know, all these guys come like fucking personal trainers, and they're basically just sending fucking dick pics to everyone they train. Like, any chance I could buck you? Because that's pretty much the only reason I'm doing this. Hanging about a fucking gym, showing you how to lift weights. I don't know why anyone has a personal trainer for longer than one session. I'd be like, listen, dick face, I want to not have a gut, and also, you know, like get a sweet booty. And he should show you about fucking 8 exercises, and then you go, cheers bro, there's your 25 quid, I never need to see you again because I remember all of that. Instead it's like, come back next week and oh, you look a bit tense around your fucking anus,
don't want to rub that anus, do you? I have a certificate in fucking anal tension. Fucking loosening up.
Nothing like painting with a broad brush there, is there? Maybe I should have an obsession with some sort. I mean, I've seen that fucking video kicking about. Everyone seems to be slagging that guy Max fucking something, because the videos, like, I don't, you know, it's gay as fuck, so I don't know how else to describe it. You know what I mean? You can't be like, you know, serious face. I'm serious, bro. Me and my mate here are just gonna go to the fucking gym and fucking high five each other and do like this. First of all, mate, you're gonna do like incline fucking bench presses with like 8k in each hand? Are you mental? Do that at home with fucking two tins of beans, dickhead.
Here's my mate and all, we're just fucking lifting weights, and then we just lift some more weights, and then we'll high five each other again. And then the big climax at the end is he does a backflip off the wall and I panic and just can do a wee tumbly on the floor. And then a high five again, and then we'll go to the shower and fully snog each other's assholes. You got a lot of tension in your asshole, mate. I know. Protein. Do you want some fucking more protein? Get a squirt.
I got out of hand fairly quickly there. I don't know. I should probably go to the gym, Marty. You know what I'm saying? I should get obsessed with the gym. Few more comments. Are you mental? The fuck, bro? Final question. Paul Farrell. I've got, I don't know how long this podcast been. It's been mostly shit, but, oh, there's more questions. There's more questions. Ryan Doyle, most embarrassing moment. I mean, other than the time I was at Tenerife as a sort of young teenager and I flew down a water slide in a pair of, like, Tito Ortiz fucking flame shorts, which the little pants inside, you know how you get swim shorts and there'll be pants inside, like, grate your dick? They were grating my dick to pieces, and I basically cut the little inner fucking net pants out of it. So I'm just wearing these, like, these shorts, and I go down a slide real hard, and I hit the water and fire all over the place, and basically rip the shorts in the crotch. So I was now walking around with dick balls hanging out over these flame shorts like some sort of fucked up barbecue. And it ruined the day at the water park in Tenerife, to be honest. I just kind of had to be very reserved about how I opened my legs because my whole fucking dick and bag would fall out. Meanwhile, you're in Spain, no one really seems to care. I literally saw a woman in a white bikini where you could see the fucking stubble on her muff and indeed her fucking flaps through her fucking bikini, and the nips were fully on show. It would have been less erotic had she just been naked. You know, one of those ones where you're like, Jesus Christ, look at this fucking thing here. Anyway, we'll move on and not talk about teenage erections. Well, you can't have an erection as it rises through your flaming shorts. Amazing. Jared Moran. Two things. Oh, it's a two-parter. This is a long podcast today for me, isn't it? Probably not. It's probably like an hour and five. What did you make of Caitlyn Jenner's savage response to Ricky Gervais? I think what I'm going to do is call the Golden Globes and see if they need a new host for next year. We'll solve that problem. Oh, Caitlyn Jenner, fuck off. Gervais was 100% right. It's like, you for sure drove into someone and they fucking died. And also, just be transgender. No, that's not what I mean. Be transgender, but be something else as well. Don't just be, I'm transgender. Are you going to do anything? Be transgender. Listen, Bruce, you're going to have to fucking do something quick for me to keep stay tuned here. They should do making a murderer with him. Have him on the phone for 3 hours. Yeah. Yeah.
Why did you tell them that, Brendan?
Yeah. Well, I get out for fucking WrestleMania.
Listen, Brendan, you're going to get fucking gang raped. I'm going to demonstrate what that is on these little fucking Action Man figures. Right, Brendan?
Will I get out in time for WrestleMania?
You'll never get out, Brendan. Do you hear me? You're never getting out because you're a dumb cunt. You know? Why did you have to say that you did all that shit? You and Avery there going down forever. Did you slit her throat?
Yeah.
Brendan, I feel like you're just saying yeah to everything.
Yeah.
All right, mate. That's fucking game over. Ever notice how girls spend shitloads of time and money getting done up for nights out to look at their absolute best, then get their photo taken in the bogs of Alibi? Absolutely. Here I am on my formal. It's like dress. You know, do you rent the dress or buy a dress? It's like dress, £300. Makeup, £35. Hair, £80. Fake tan, £30. Photo of your daughter in front of the fucking condom machine that won't get looked at as she's getting fucking spit roasted while she's unconscious later on that night. Priceless. I know. What shoes am I gonna wear? No one's gonna look at your feet in a fucking packed nightclub in the fucking dark pit. You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing trainers, and every time I get home, it looks like I fucking walked through a sewer with them. So no one gives a flying fuck about your shoes. I was at a party once. It wasn't even a party. It was the weirdest thing I've ever been to. It was essentially a next door neighbour of ours was like, oh, my niece is coming over from Scotland. Do you want to go out with her and her mates? And it was me and a couple of my mates basically took these fucking women out in Belfast. It was a fucking mess. And we ended up back at this apartment that they were staying in just off Boucher or near Boucher or I don't know where the fuck it was. And this girl who had like big fake tan feet and then was wearing like those gladiator sandals had clearly walked through glass and mud and water and shit. And she took them off and her feet, like the straps had taken off the fake tan, but she'd also walked through dirt and stood in glass, which bled all over her feet. And I was like, there are fucking tribesmen in the Amazon don't have feet as bad as your feet are right now. And all you did was go to fucking, and you say Alibi there, Jared, it was fucking M Club. And it still is, by the way. See when you're paying a tenner in, fucking getting rejected because you're not wearing a polo neck. It's the fucking M Club. Get that dealt with. Unbelievable. Do you know what someone needs to say to girls? Like, here's what you do, pet. Just wear tight trousers and a fucking top with no bra. And you will get dicks thrown at you. Like some sort of fucking, you know, like when there's like a like a funeral of a famous person and the car's going through the crowd and they're just lobbing flowers at them. It's like that. Only with veiny cock. Paul Farrell. Final question. Have you seen Bill Burr's efforts for family? And if so, was your gaff anything like that growing up? Nah, not really. Not really. Mine was very just boring and detached. You know, I think I would almost prefer if there was a bit of slobbering at each other. Instead, it was just piles of weirdness, you know? Even to this fucking day. I mean, there is a bit of funniness out of my dad the odd time, but you're like, Jesus fucking Christ, boys. Can you get a fucking hobby around here? Anyway, I gotta go because I am absolutely drowning in my own piss. Here's a video clip that Maureen's just sent me online. It's called I Smell Like Beef. Let's see how funny this is. It better be funny, Maureen, or I'm gonna have to edit this fucking podcast. Here we go. Right, guys, I'm going to go after that note, on that note, and it's been a pleasure, and I'll speak to you next week. Stay tuned to the Facebooks, the Snapchats, the fucking Instagrams for all the latest releases of podcast videos. Stay on it, guys, and please come to Lavery's this Wednesday because the last one was fucking jammed out. And it was one of the best nights I've ever experienced in Lavery's. Just a great atmosphere, great people. the more you come, the better it's going to be for everyone. You know what I'm saying? So get down, see Mickey Bartlett. You know, you might go, I want to see him again, and all of a sudden he's fucking 17.50 in the Mac, and you're like, Jesus Christ, I should have went to Lavery's, where it's arguably a better setup. So get on it, guys. You know? People come from Oma, people come from Dublin. It's going to be great crack. Get right on it. Check out the live podcast recorded last time. The sound is slightly fucked in parts, but still you can listen to it. And at the end of the day, I smell like beef. So I'll speak to you next time, guys, alright? Bye.